New Orleans rag. Walk in the footsteps of Louis, amongst the stench of the motorific hazy morning, early morning, no, late at night, cutting off the tops of buildings while we drink, walk in the streets while we drink, skip the dildo shops and peek our heads into the voodoo shops, expecting to see some crazy black lady speaking in tongues while we drink, but we find blondes that look fresh from a head shop. Congo Square seems round and empty, lonely next to the statue of you, Satchmo, smiling as the grass grows through the concrete seams. Always I feel a nudge in the side of my brain, my heart, my life. Something feels punctured like a syringe under the skin, in and out, stealing from life. But my questions trouble me more than what they should, cause life keeps on going like the breakfast cafe on the corner where the fans are turned on too fast while it mists here in the French Quarter. Wheezy treating me good, like I'm an easy with no money, but I don't care. We all give and take in everything. Iron balconies fill the upper part of my eyes. Cast iron scrolls make me want to hit them with a hammer, but I don't. The zombies on Jackson Square told Ron about the Bone Man, with a battering longing for a new fix. Seeping, surging, gurgling from a sweltering that forgot hunger a long time back. With pathos flavor iron of design on my mind, walk on while the tarot readers look onward. We have sight, we can feel. We jar our heads and cheer into each other's eyes. A square, four corners of our time here, not wanting to drive home, not from a Zydeco fantasy of retarded tourists with misfired Mardi Gras beads. Don't walk, brothers, don't. Go here, go there. How old are we? 1 second, we find ourselves in a country within a country, set free with the threat of horrible jails, losing kidneys and sad fat girls. The bourbon poured people out of the streets, bawling woohoos of society farts, stinking the streets with cigarette breath, fried pastries, and body odor. We didn't need our jackets, but we carried them down to the banks of the Mississippi River, with cloudy beeps of light flickering from barges passing by. I'm sure Burroughs watched them occasionally. And Algiers, what a tempt, a treat. With not enough time, our half hour there was a tease, and we wanted to find Old Bull's house, but our feet dictated us back to the ferry for a round across the waters to what's easy, if you have money, if you don't, what have you. We wanted some graves. I wanted some jazz. I wanted a real cool picture, but just enough for gas was all that I had. Back in the car, we leaped to find that the spilled wine really stinks. We find no problems, we say goodbye to Louis, we make it home all right through the swifting, swerving morning to a warm place to piss. 11 hours and we're finally free to stretch out loud without hitting someone in the head. But now I can rest in ease. Man, Wheezy been good to me. Leaving the eye of King Louis to wink at me with the Florida Lee and all of the friends I find here and there, wanting the scoop du jour of toast, popping from hot minds, scraping loudly, waking the headaches and the murder victims from gentle slumber. I speak English, and my eyes are red. With powdered sugar dreams, we pound the roads of the waking dead.